Track 2.64.
Alice, what are you going to talk about?
Well, I'm going to talk about Konishiki Yasukichi, the sumo wrestler. He's actually from Hawaii, but he's lived in Japan for most of his life. He is famous because he was the heaviest professional sumo wrestler ever. He weighed an incredible 287 kilos. Konishiki used his huge weight to help him win fights. He usually sat on people until he won. As Konishiki got older, he started to lose against smaller, faster wrestlers. But in Japan, sumo wrestlers are as famous as film stars, and the Japanese people loved him even when he lost, because he was so big. He has been really successful since he stopped fighting. He's a musician, he's acted in films, and he's had his own radio show for many years now. He even had his own TV cookery show for a while. He showed people how to cook sumo meals.
And finally, let's hear from Neil.
Thank you. I'm going to talk about a captain in the US Air Force, Joseph Kittinger. In 1960, he broke three world records when he jumped to Earth from the stratosphere, that's the edge of space, 31 kilometres above the Earth. He travelled up there by balloon, and when he jumped, he broke the record for the highest jump ever. He fell for more than 4 minutes, the longest free fall ever. He fell at a speed of 988 kilometres per hour and got the record for travelling through the air faster than any other human. He actually fell faster than the speed of sound. He later wrote a song about the experience called Jump into Space, which is quite good. But Kittinger's story doesn't end there. In 2012, a man called Felix Baumgartner tried to break his three records. Kittinger helped him because he was the only person who had ever jumped from space before. But Baumgartner didn't break all of Kittinger's records. He only broke two. He opened his parachute early, and so Kittinger has held his amazing record of longest freefall for over 50 years.